بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with another day in the month of Ramadan. I know it was excessively hot, but alhamdulillah we got through it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept whatever ibadah we made. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the patience that we endured through the day. But remember, there are people in other parts of the world that are far more worse off than us. Alhamdulillah, despite the heat, we still came home to a table spread at iftar. We still had our fans, our air cons working, etc. Spare thought for our brothers and sisters in Palestine who are going through such a terrible time. Despite the war being over, the oppression hasn't stopped. In fact, they're even mentioning and saying now that the Jews have become such that they're stopping aid getting into the people of Palestine or getting to the people of Palestine, as a result of which our brothers and sisters can't even make a proper iftar. So let us make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate their difficulties and make it easy for them. And let us thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that despite whatever we feel may be difficult, alhamdulillah, it's a pleasure to go through. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us, inshallah. Ameen. So tonight, inshallah, I want to speak where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions and he speaks about excessiveness in deen. And just as how the people of the book had gone to the extreme measure in making Isa alayhi salatu wasalam the son of Allah, or na'udhu billah, or what we know as the son of God, or as we know it as the Trinity. Unfortunately, some Muslims have gone to the extreme in attributing qualities that belong solely to Allah. They attribute the very same qualities to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions in a hadith which is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif that do not be excessive in praising me as the Christians were excessive in praising Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. I am only a servant of Allah, so refer to me as the servant and as his messenger. So it's important to understand that the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is very, very important, but we must not exceed limits where we fall into the trap now where we end up saying things that are beyond the boundaries of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. In fact, not only in that, there should be no excessiveness in deen as well. You know, my respected brothers, it's the month of Ramadan. We are often told to exert ourselves, but everything must be done within limit. There is a famous incident of a sahabiya who came to complain and say that her husband doesn't spend time at night. The entire night he's in ibadat, the entire day he's fasting. And this complaint came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam mentions and he says, everything has a right. Even your body has a right. So whilst we are in the month of Ramadan, yes, it's important to push ourselves in ibadah, but we should not go to that level where we, you know, ignore the other fundamentals of the people around us in our life. So this is something very important, not only in the month of Ramadan, even outside the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all, inshallah. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the different types of pledges. In fact, Mufassirin mentioned and they say there are five types of pledges and vows that a person can take. From amongst them, the first one is marriage, when a person takes the pledge to keep someone in their nikah. The second one is partnerships. The third one is oaths and vows. The fourth one is when people agree to assist each other. And the fifth one are promises that are made between two parties. All these must be fulfilled according to the principles set forward in that oath. However, if any of these fundamentals or any of the criterion are against the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then these four oaths will become null and void and a person cannot do it. For example, someone takes an oath and takes an oath that he's going to destroy the property of someone or harm someone. This will not be permissible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand. Then eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the destructive force of prejudice and bigotry. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who assists or supports an oppressor and lends a hand knowing that that person is oppressing, then he is out of the fold of Islam. This is a very, very extremely heavy hadith. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, any person who assists and supports another person in their oppressive nature, then he or she is out of the fold of Islam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also mentioned in the hadith, the worst person on the day of Qiyamah will be the one who destroyed his akhirah for the dunya of someone else. The worst person on the day of Qiyamah will be the one who destroyed his akhirah for the dunya of someone else. Many a times people get together, they gang up, and they want to cause harm to a person. I always tell children that, you know, never have a best friend. So they say, but Maulana, why shouldn't we have a best friend? I tell them and I say, when you have a best friend, then you have to follow the rules of that best friend. If that best friend doesn't like a person, then because it's your best friend, then you automatically don't have to also not like that person, even though that person did nothing to you. So in the very same manner, now we're talking on an adult level. Many a times people gang up against someone. We have to be very, very careful. You never know who has what link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never underestimate anyone. You never know who has what link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how powerful their dua may be. We must never become oppressive to anyone. In fact, this was the quality of the people of the Quraysh in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many a times they would gang up together and become oppressive in nature to different people, to the people who accepted Islam, even though they knew that that oppressive nature was not permissible. But then too, because they were cohorts with each other, they would join hands, join forces and cause harm to that person. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to understand, my respected Ahlus and brothers. This is the month of Ramadan, and like I previously said, aside from the ibadah that we make, our salah, etc., it's also an opportunity for us to rid ourselves of these spiritual diseases. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to understand, inshallah. Also, the one announcement, inshallah, tonight being Thursday night after the Taraweeh salah, there will be the 40 durur, inshallah. Jazakallah.